Okay, my babies. Make sure you keep a hold of them nice and tight. You can come in now, Harley.
I'll put in. How you feeling? Ivy! I didn't want him to be some sort of hypnotized zombie slave. I just wanted to know how he really feels.
Relax, Harley. It's only temporary. Feel better now, Doctor? Relax. You're not in trouble. You heard about Joker, right? Well, poor Harley isn't really cut out for the single life. She's all mopey and lonely. She needs someone to take care of.
And I know how much you like me taking care of ya.
Struggle all you want, Doctor. Batman himself couldn't break out of those vines.
Not that you really want to get out, right, Puddin? Because I know you like me.
Seems like your boy toy isn't as into it as you remember, Harl.
That's okay. He's just being professional. We can't really expect him to start dating a former patient without a little hesitation.
Rape is such an ugly word. Just because you were drugged, it doesn't mean you didn't want it.
Exactly! That's why Ivy's here, so we can, clear the air and move forward in our relationship.
You see, lover boy, Harley's got herself a Joker-shaped hole in her head. She needs someone to be the center of her little universe, and for some reason, she decided it's going to be you.
I'm real sorry about last time, but you can't really blame me, right? I'm certified insane, remember? It's not fair to hold my actions against me. You can forgive me, right?
So here's what we're going to do. I've been working on this very special pheromone just for you and Harley. Not only will it make you tell the truth, but it will force you to access everything in your subconscious. You'll tell us how you really, truly feel without all that pesky guilt or shame or anything like that getting in the way. Well then, moment of truth. Go ahead, Harl.
So, Doc, do you want to be my Puddin? Really? Puddin?
Congrats, Harley.
Thanks, Fred. You're the best. Mwah. Could you give us some alone time? I think we'd like to celebrate.
No way, Harl. You dragged me across the country, then all over the city to find where he lives. Then we had to wait for 3 hours for him to get home. I'm not leaving now we've finally reached the fun part.
Really? Well, okay. Let me just put in. Would you like it if Ivy joined us in celebrating? Yeah? Do you want Ivy's plans to let you go? No?
Remember that for later, Harl. Seems the good doctor enjoys being tied up.
Aw, man. Finding out could have been fun. Turn off the truth-telling thing before you spoil any more sexy secrets.
Sure thing, Harl.
Ivy! Did you just give my man one of those kisses that makes guys super horny but not able to come until you say so?
Why, Harley, I think I just may have.
Oh dear, just look at it. Poor baby. Don't worry, Puddin. Nurses Harley and Ivy are going to take real good care of you.
You know, Harl, I think I'm starting to get why you like this guy.
This is nothing. You should see what he can do with his mouth.
Really?
Be my guest. I've got my hands. I mean, my mouth full.
You heard the girl, doctor. Show me what you've got. And that's right. Lap up that sweet nectar.
He's good, isn't he?
Get up here, Harley.
You don't have to tell me twice. Ready, Puddin?
He's a little busy to reply, Harl, but I think his cute little thrusts tell you everything you need to know.
I forgot how big you are. How good this feels. Oh, shit. It feels so good.
That was good.
Wanna turn?
You don't mind?
Mind showing off how fucking awesome my puddin's cock feels like? What do you think?
Well then, time for round two, doctor. Fuck.
You look like you're enjoying that.
I am. Oh, fuck. When was the last time I fucked a guy like this?
A guy like Puddin?
No, I mean tied up and... never mind.
But I know what you really want are these babies. Ivy, could you loosen his arms a little?
Whatever you say.
I want to feel his hands on my tits. That's better. Touch them. Suck them, bite them. Listen to her, Puddin.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to her moan as she bounces on your cock.
Fuck.
Feeling jealous of me yet, Ivy?
Almost. But what about you? You're looking a little left out, Harl.
Ivy? What are you? Get these things off me!
Now, Harley, don't struggle. Let me just... Now, where is it? Did you really need to bring so many sex toys? Ah, there it is.
Oh no, not the big boy. Can I just fuck my puddin some more?
Oh, Harley. What makes you think he won't be fucking you?
In my mouth.
Guess again.
Oh fuck, no, lube, 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 lube.
That's better. Well, Doc, you've got a cock, I've got a strap on. Let's make this happen. Go and lube up. Now, Harley, do you remember, a couple of years ago, when we were robbing those banks together, and how you left me, get captured because you ran off to get back together with, you know who? Well, this... this isn't payback. No, he is. Come on, Doc. Really, give it to her. Don't worry about breaking her. It's too late for that. Fuck the crazy out of her.
I just want to say that I'm fucking loving this. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me.
There. Don't you feel better now, Harley?
Yeah. Can you get these vines off me? He looks like he's about ready to pop, and I don't want it all to myself. That's it, Puddin. Blow your hot, sticky load all over us.
You ready, Doctor? Come for us. Come for us now. That was really fun, Harley. But I need to have a word with you, in private.
Aw, look at him. He's so cute when he's sleeping.
It will wear off in about an hour. I need to get going.
You sure you can't stay?
Tempting as that is, I've got things I need to do.
Well, if you're ever in the neighborhood, feel free to pop in so the three of us can catch up.
Sounds good. Maybe I'll even ask if Selena wants to join.
Ooh! No, that would be fun. Maybe I'll save that for his birthday.
Uh-huh. Sure. So what are you planning to do now?
Well, I guess I should hand myself in. If I stay out of trouble and show I'll be less dangerous if I'm with him, they've got to let me go eventually. I mean, he is a doctor. It'd be like releasing me into his custody or something.
Who would have thought it? Harley Quinn giving up the life of crazy clown Fangirl.
Oh, I'm not giving up nothing. It's just... from now on, I'm his crazy clown fangirl.
Oh, of course you are. I've just got one question, though.
What is it?
What would he have done if he'd said no?
I would probably ask you to permanently brainwash him into loving me and then run away together.
Uh-huh. I thought so.